Beto O'Rourke has made a decision on 2020 run. By Joshua Kaplan on February 27, 2019. Former Representative Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, DTX, said he is excited to share his decision on whether he will run for president in 2020, a Texas newspaper reported Wednesday. According to the Dallas Morning News, O'Rourke has ruled out running for the U.S. Senate against incumbent Senator John Cornyn, RTX, and is expected to announce his bid for the White House soon. Amy and I have made a decision about how we can best serve our country, O'Rourke told the Dallas Morning News, adding that the couple is excited to share it with everyone soon. O'Rourke, who rose to national prominence with his attempt to unseat Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, has been the subject of intense 2020, repeatedly saying in recent weeks that he is thinking about how to best serve the country. At a recent rally in his hometown of El Paso, O'Rourke took aim at President Donald Trump, who was rallying a few blocks away from the former congressman, railing against the president's proposal to build a U.S.-Mexico border wall. "Walls do not save lives. Walls end lives," he told the crowd. In the last 10 years, more than 4,000 children, women, and men, have died trying to come to this country to work jobs that no one will take, to be with a family member, to flee horrific brutality, violence, and death in their home countries, he continued, falsely claiming that Americans are unwilling to take blue-collar jobs. Earlier February, O'Rourke even pledged to tear down the existing border wall if given the power to do so. "If you could, would you take the wall down here now?" MSNBC Christopher Hayes asked O'Rourke in an interview near the border. "Yes, absolutely, I would take the wall down," O'Rourke replied. As leading Democrat presidential candidates such as Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, and Senator Elizabeth Crisscross crossed the country with a jam-packed schedule of campaign events, some experts say O'Rourke's time to mount his own bid may have passed. "It seems like his star was fading," Tim Hagel, a political scientist at the University of Iowa, told the Dallas Morning News. "That would be because he is not in the news. I don't know that O'Rourke has missed his opportunity, but he does need to get in the race," he added.